Welcome to the Medical Advantage Podcast, where you can hear healthcare professionals, expert consultants, and industry thought leaders discuss the exciting new ideas and technologies that are changing the business of healthcare. Tune in to each episode as we hear from some of the most innovative minds in medicine about the future of healthcare and how your organization can stay profitable, efficient, and on top of industry best practices.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the Medical Advantage podcast series. For this week's podcast, we've selected some of the highlights from Medical Advantage's recent webinar with Ascent Healthcare. Listen in to hear Ascent's Bill Stone discuss their autonomous revenue cycle management solution and how Ascent and Medical Advantage have partnered up to help improve practice profitability with this revolutionary new software. This conversation was part of a larger webinar series, so to watch this and previous episodes, please visit our website, medicaladvantage.com, or just sit back, relax, and enjoy the highlights we've assembled for you here in podcast form. Thanks for listening.
Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to our broadcast. My name is Bill Riley. I'm with Medical Advantage, and I'd like to thank you all for joining us. So today, it is my pleasure to introduce Mr. Bill Stone, Executive Vice President from Ascent Healthcare. Thank you, Bill, for joining us.
Thank you, Bill, for having me.
Absolutely. We'll get to Bill and Ascent shortly. But first, let me talk a little bit about Medical Advantage. For those of you who may be new to us, maybe this is your first webinar, let me just explain. We are the consulting and services arm within the TDC group. The doctor's company across all business units provides MPL and other insurance products across some 100,000 physicians around the country. It's an organization with over $6 billion in assets. Medical Advantage is the business unit within the TDC family that focuses on services, consulting services, training, typically at the point of care. If we go to the next slide quickly, let me just touch on our services in general. There's really two buckets. One is in the area of practice transformation, everything from helping ambulatory practices improve in terms of quality, cost metrics, performance in their value-based reimbursement arrangements. On the EHR side, we provide a tremendous amount of training, optimization, workflow improvement, template reporting, all within the EHR. In the context of the practice management side of the EHR, we'll also help our clients with billing, revenue cycle, claims denial, that whole process. And it's really out of that activity that leads us to the relationship with Bill and Ascent. We, especially in the last 12 to 18 months, we've seen enormous increase in demand for revenue cycle services and for clients that require a much more robust solution. We're very pleased to be able to introduce Ascent. So, Riley, with that, why don't we go back to the slides? And Bill, if you could introduce yourself and tell us a little bit about your role at Ascent.
Well, thank you, Bill, and thank you for having us today. And we're so pleased to partner with Medical Advantage and just the opportunity to partner with a professional organization and delivering services out to the thousands of physicians. And so our enthusiasm certainly as far as this relationship goes is we're excited for 2021 and certainly the opportunities thereafter. I am Bill Stone. I'm Executive Vice President and General Manager for U.S. Healthcare for Ascent. We are a 20-plus-year-old company. We process well over $8 billion of revenue on behalf of healthcare organizations today. We have a heavy emphasis on leveraging machine learning and artificial intelligence as part of our delivery structure. Three core services typically that we do, and we'll talk a little bit more about that in a bit with Bill, but really focused on the process of increasing revenue through revenue cycle management that's technology enabled, as well as delivering fractional services, as one of my colleagues likes to reference it, where it may be customized to prior authorizations or something very specific to that, and or certain boutique services where there's a particular issue or problem with certain AR within a healthcare organization's books. So that's a little bit about us. We also deliver also as part of the boutique services, medical coding services, which I know Medical Advantage is very active as part of that processing. So that's certainly something we're very excited about. So Riley, if you take to the next slide, that would be awesome. So I'm pleased to announce the development of what we think is one of a leading platform in the industry. And I've been in revenue cycle management for well over 30 years. And I've had varying organizations that where we process revenue cycle on a variety of platforms. And it doesn't matter if it's a hospital or a medical group. And so the typical revenue cycle process is a very people-intensive process. And so we, through leveraging of machine learning and artificial intelligence, we've built a platform that virtually eliminates about 65 to 70% of the humans within the revenue cycle process. It literally drives, it's like a self-driving car. It effectively takes claims and claims denials as part of that process, regardless of specialty or type, and basically begins to process those claims. And so we're excited about this groundbreaking technology. We find that it literally, it's the utter amazement of what technology can do. And now technology that had been classically used in the defense industry and in the banking industry, we're able to actually now bring to healthcare. So that's an exciting piece of what we're announcing with the ARMS platform. So if we could go to the next slide for a minute, I'm going to talk a little bit about machine learning and what that really means. If that's a buzzword, Bill, within the industry, and we hear a lot about it. And so what really is machine learning? Machine learning, if you don't remember anything else from this conversation, it really is about the process of pattern recognition. And so when you look at claims and how claims are denied and processed, it doesn't matter if you're a 100-bed hospital or a 5-doc family practice group. Claims are processed and denials are processed in certain ways. And we've been able to develop a process that on average within an industry today that denied claims are touched anywhere from 3 to 10 times. The machine learning actually drives the touches to resolution down to between 1.5 to 1.8 touches to resolution. So literally decompressing the time and the staffing cost that's part of that delivery methodology. Machine learning is constantly learning just this year. So as new data, as payers change the rules, and oftentimes we see payers change common rules quarterly to annually, but certainly within some subsections of pharmacy-related claims, you could see rules change on a monthly basis. And so having that capacity to recognize those changes in process really helps us enable the security of healthcare organizations around the country. I'll take you to the next slide just for a moment. And so this slide really touches upon there's a new workforce that's now working with us. And so whether your operation is in Grand Rapids, Michigan, or Dallas, Texas, or in Windsor, Connecticut, the reality is people have been sort of at the central thesis to revenue cycle. And we have this whole process now of machine learning that's enabling our robotic process automation. And so when I talked earlier about literally we're eliminating 65 to 70% of the humans within the revenue cycle process, we're leveraging what's known as robotic process automation. And so our artificial intelligence engine basically governs our digital workforce. And that digital workforce touches everything from prior authorizations, eligibility and benefit verification, appeals, denial management, patient statement generation, and also it basically those mundane processes that we pay people to do every day, they basically do that on their behalf. So it's really an innovative technology stack It certainly works with a variety of platforms that are out there within the industry. And really what happens, and I'll share this one key fact with you, and Bill is certainly aware of this as he's smiling about it. Literally over 50% of the denials that come into a healthcare organization are worked the next day. They don't go into a work queue. They're not waiting for somebody to touch 2 to 3 weeks and now. They're literally processed the next day. And there's no other delivery system in the world that's able to do that. And so that's what's exciting for us from an innovation standpoint, and innovation and excitement with the word revenue cycle management. It's a little bit of an irony, but we're excited about what we're able to offer to the industry. So with that, Bill, I'll kick it over to you, and maybe let's chat a little bit about this.
Great. Thank you, Bill. Riley, if you want to take the slides down for a sec. Thank you. So, Bill, let me just start by, you know, clearly we're in unprecedented times, and, you know, we saw this ourselves with just, you know, revenue cycle billing assistance is something that we've done for some time, but starting about a year ago, we've just seen the demand really increase for us in many different lanes, if you will. You've been in this space an awfully long time. I'd love to hear your perspective on what the pandemic has meant to, you know, the revenue cycle.
Well, there's so many impacts to healthcare organizations today that the pandemic's caused from a business standpoint. And so very much so, healthcare organizations have struggled financially. On average, we're seeing healthcare organizations' revenues compared to 2019 have declined in excess of 20%, in some cases 30 or 40%. And so it oftentimes really eroded into the margin that's been able to be delivered as part of within a healthcare organization. The other thing that's a new, it's really new because healthcare organizations are not accustomed to having sort of the work from home workforce. So that remote workforce is really new. And it creates all sorts of complexities now from a HIPAA security and compliance, how's the data treated as from a processing standpoint. So it's a new domain that in many cases, we still don't know what the answers are. And what that impact will be. But certainly today, those two factors have really impacted healthcare organizations. And thus, and to your point, the demand has really skyrocketed for, you know, to have tools and technology to be able to help fill in for these type of services.
Very good. Very good. So I want to circle back to something you mentioned in your overview, just around the clients that you serve. It's a broad portfolio of clients. Can you talk to, like, is there such a thing as a client that's too small, or, you know, the larger organizations, and
It's a great question. And so we're unique in that we have our myriad of clients covers a broad spectrum from the five doc family practice to we're taking live 15 long-term care facilities currently to both inpatient, ambulatory, most major specialties that are part of our delivery portal. So our clients are broad. We have billing companies. Interestingly enough, we have billing companies as clients and that are strategic partners of our organization. And we have technology clients because people are interested in deploying our technology stack as part of the relationship. So, you know, for us, we really do target groups that, you know, on the small end that could start at anywhere from that may have $1.5 million to $2 million in revenue to clients as large as $1 billion. So it really is a broad spectrum. And really what that allows us to do, even for the small organizations, we're able to deliver that same learning that we're amassing from processing billions of dollars of claims and data that, you know, the small practice in Tyler, Texas, could take advantage of, as well as the large practice in Kansas City. And so those are the things that become a lot of fun for us and be able to deliver services to both large and small.
Great. Thank you. Can you give us some examples, maybe just pick pick examples of clients and just maybe take us through the journey that you've had with them from, you know, where you found them, challenges, issues you observed, how you helped, and now what's the result?
Well, let me give you two or three examples, and I'll start with one that's more fractional in nature. So one of our key clients in the Baltimore area, MedStar, so a very broad organization servicing through multiple hospitals, a broad community. And so they really approached us, you know, within the cardiovascular wing, how do you help us solve prior authorizations as an issue? And so certainly challenging as people were coming in for certain procedures, you know, both inpatient and ambulatory as well. And so we've been able to reduce their denials as part of that process by well over 80% related to denials for prior authorization. So that's a great example of sort of a fractional service where we said, hey, we applied machine learning, because even with prior authorizations, the rules change quarterly and monthly. And so we have to be able to mind those payers, what's going on in real time. To a broader relationship, another group on the East Coast, Center for Vein Restoration, CVR, and they're actually held by a private equity organization, which I know Medical Advantage works with private equity funded groups as well. And over 1,600 locations, operate on the NextGen platform, and really came to us with the challenge with revenue cycle from their prior vendor. And so we were able to sort of start with helping solve some of the basic issues to ultimately being able to increase their revenue by well over 10%. And so those become sort of the things that we get excited about as part of the processing. And so that's a couple of great examples of both on a facility side, but also on an ambulatory side of what a client relationship and sort of the impact what that looks like.
Great. Thank you, Bill. So related to that, you kind of touched on this. I'm interested in your pricing model.
Yeah.
And that kind of leads us into the return on investment.
That's a great question. So let me start with the sort of the inverse. And so, you know, typically our goal and with a client is, how do we increase revenue? And so it's a very bold statement to say that every client that in our history that we've always increased revenue, and we have. And that's typically because we're able to compress the timeframes with which claims are resolved. We're able to apply machine learning as part of that process, so we don't make that mistake again. And so if we know a particular claim's going out to a payer that's always been denied, you know, maybe instead of relying on one or two humans that may know that. So typically we're certainly 5 to 10% are sort of routine increases in revenue that we normally see. And oftentimes we'll go at risk with those clients to do that, and that which dovetails into our pricing model. Typically on the rev cycle relationships, we're at risk with the clients. And so as their revenue increases and our revenue increases as they're, in the case of COVID, it's a fantastic example. Because of a global pandemic, all healthcare organizations' revenues declined, even that have been optimized. And so our revenues declined along with that client. So we're at risk from in working with that organization collaboratively. And so that's how we approach the endeavors. And oftentimes, as they reward themselves with higher revenues, we're able to be rewarded with them as well.
Great. Very good. All right. So Riley, why don't we check in maybe we can take some questions. I've seen a few that are flowing in here.
Yeah.
So let me kind of paraphrase. There are a couple kind of related here. So one is like, how do we get started? Another is, you know, where do you typically start with a practice? Is there a common first phase or a first step? So maybe you could talk to that.
Yeah, it's a great question. And so oftentimes is what we'll do. And actually, one of my associates and I are working with a large organization in Texas right now. And we're going through an analysis phase right now, and where we'll take a common set of data Oftentimes, these are management reports that the clients look at it weekly or monthly, and we'll take those reports and we'll dive into that data. Oftentimes, we'll actually take that data, load it into our machine learning models, and see where are the opportunities and what is the, you know, what can be the immediate return on investment. So that's kind of the first phase, you know, an assessment, from their platforms that they're operating on.
Just out of my own curiosity, is there a common, like if you're walking into an ambulatory practice and you're going to start to assess them, is there a common thing, issue, opportunity that you would expect to find?
Yeah, it's really, so oftentimes in a lot of healthcare organizations, and this is not unique to medical practices, we see it in hospitals and in long-term care facilities as well. Oftentimes, and it's human nature, we're inclined to work what's the easiest things for us to work. And so oftentimes within a healthcare organization, certainly a medical practice, and let's say in a work from home environment, I'm inclined to work those easier claims to get through from a processing standpoint. And the beauty of our platform is we're able to use machine learning and robotics to really process those easy claims. And so we can be hyper-focused on the more complex and oftentimes the more financially rewarding claims that we need to be working on. Another element that often that we see are write-offs. And so oftentimes, because a healthcare organization staffing is thin, it's a cost. And so oftentimes the incentives are just not there to go into those zero balance claims and do some of the heavy lifting that's required as part of the process. And to add to that, because of the rules and the things that are often changing, both with the government payers, but as well as with the commercial payers, there's not the knowledge there that, hey, then that particular denial or that denial code actually can be paid if we go through this particular appeal process. And the last thing that we typically see is, wow, my very best person left about 2 months ago, and boy, they knew everything about Blue Cross, or they knew everything about Medicare. And so the beauty of machine learning is we never lose that knowledge. And so and with the platform and the technology learning, there's never that loss of what's the best process to resolve that claim for Blue Cross or for Medicare.
Yeah, it's funny you say that. We've seen that with some of the smaller practices we support where there's a dip in revenue in a month and, you know, we start to dig into that and then it's like, oh, the best person. Yeah, that was when they're on vacation. So basically everything stopped for that month. So very good. Very good. Okay. Next question. What platforms do you work on?
Yeah, it's a super question. So in the ambulatory sector, we cover a broad array of all the major platforms, everything from NextGen, Allscripts, eClinicalWorks, Advanced ND. And so, most of the major top 10, 15 platforms we service today, because the reality is for us, we can bring all of that data within our platform and we go through a process of really homogenizing that data. So it's no longer becomes unique to Allscripts or NextGen. And that's what we do within our sort of a unified data space that we have for all of that data. So within the ambulatory sector and within the inpatient sector, working with other billing companies as well, Epic, Meditech, Cerner, CPSI are certainly platforms that we're very familiar with. And in the long-term care, everything from all of the major WellSky products are things that we're very familiar with and partner with those organizations as well.
Very good. That's really part of, in my mind, a big differentiator for Ascent and why we were so excited to confirm a relationship with you. It's, in addition to the machine learning and all the other services, that just the fact that you've established connectivity into all of these environments already is a huge, huge value add.
Yeah, it's one of the things that's been helpful for us because we're not relying upon a grouping of just expertise, and whether it's with Allscripts or a grouping of expertise with eClinicalWorks or with Epic or with Cerner. And so we're able to homogenize that data. data and put it into our environment and basically be able to return it back to that home system. And that's the other, the important item as far as working with those systems. All of the data and the learning and the natural language processing that we use in developing notes as a byproduct of that, we put it right back into the home system. So they never lose that knowledge or that data as part of the relationship. So they're always in control of their own data.
Very good. Okay. This next question, I think it gets to the tenure of the relationships that you have with your clients. You're not just installing software and then leaving. Can you talk to that?
Yeah, no, it's a super question. So on average, clients stay with us well in excess of 7 years. And so we typically truly, and big or small, typically we work with them as an organization. We treat them as partners and because not only are we actually learning as part of the process, because our machines and other clients are benefiting across the country from that machine learning. So, and then typically our normal relationships range from anywhere from 1 to 3 years, but we make available to our clients the ability to exit because we want to earn your trust. We want to earn your trust and our commitment to service and revenue every month. And so, and it's very bold on our part to be able to say, look, we want you to be happy with us every month. And that's what we typically do as part of the process.
Okay, very good. I would like to start moving ahead to wrap up. We have a couple more questions. I promise you we will address any lingering questions offline. Thank you for submitting. First, Bill, here's where folks can go if they'd like to get a hold of yourself or Mr. John Jicks.
Yes, so absolutely. So certainly you're welcome to go to our Ascent Healthcare website. Certainly you can touch on the technology aspects, learn more about robotic process automation and machine learning and all these cool buzzwords that seems to be out there and how we're leveraging as part of the process. My colleague John Jicks and I are both, certainly the contact information's there. But also, we encourage you to also link out and touch base with the client representatives from Medical Advantage. And so, we have a very streamlined process in collaborating with them. And so, certainly, there may be times that it may be prudent to work through Medical Advantage as part of the process and do maybe some of that heavy lifting early. And so they can benefit you. And so is Ascent the best fit and really the right thing that you need as part of the process.
Okay, thanks, Bill. Riley, the next slide. So right in step with what Bill said, there's my contact information. If you'd like to get a hold of us, I would also encourage, invite all of you to follow us in social media. We're very excited to announce we've just launched the Medical Advantage podcast. We've got a few recordings out there already. So Apple Podcasts, Spotify, wherever you go to get your podcasts, please check us out. I also want to mention, Riley, on the next slide, the insights section of our website. We have a regular machine, if you will, around churning out content, working with our own consultants that are helping practices every day. What are they finding? What are they learning? What are the trends, lessons learned? It's working with thought leaders like Bill here on the line with us today, whether it's a blog article or recorded webinars from the past. They're all there and available to you. So please check us out. So anyway, with that, Bill Stone, again, thank you very much for joining us today. Great job. And for you, our audience, thanks for attending the session, and we hope to see you again at a session in the future.
Thanks for listening in to some of the key points from our webinar discussion with Bill Stone of Ascent Healthcare. To view the full webinar, additional entries in the series, and further resources regarding Medical Advantage's revenue cycle management offerings, please visit our website at medicaladvantage.com.
Thanks for joining us this week on the Medical Advantage podcast. where we discuss the ideas and technologies changing healthcare and what they mean to your organization. For more information, visit us at medicaladvantage.com and make sure to subscribe to the podcast on iTunes, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts so you never miss a show.